Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hi, welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And what I want to talk about today is yesterday we had on the show Rick Carruth, and he's a realtor trainer, realtor coach, and that's what he does. So we had a lot of conversation on mic that didn't make yesterday's show that we're going to play in the second segment of this show. But what I want to discuss right now, or what I want to talk about, is I asked him a question yesterday about, you know, sometimes I'll talk with realtors, and a lot of times, you know, the brick wall comes up, or the shield comes up, and they get defensive. Okay. And let me explain kind of what my channel is and a little bit about me. If you listen to me on the radio every day, I hope you get it. I do this to help. I've been on AM 1160. It's a Christian radio station in Chicago, Hope for Your Life Radio. I've been on here for about 12 years, and I reach out to people that need help with their mortgages. Okay. However, I do a lot of pre-approvals for people that are looking to buy homes, a lot. And right now we're slammed. But so many times the clients go to a realtor and the ball gets dropped. What I mean by that is they don't get calls back, or that realtor, and I hate to say it, they're really stressed out because, if this person doesn't buy a house, they might not get a paycheck that month. So they're pushing hard for that person to buy every house that they go look at. There's social media, marketing, there's a lot of misconnects in the realtor section of the market that I see. So what I'm asking you to do, and I'm actually going to put this together, I'm going to try to put together a real estate coaching website and YouTube video streams to teach people, not only mortgage people, but realtors. Okay. What I think I could add a huge value to your realtor base. If you're a realtor out there, the value I could add is I'm busy enough right now. I don't need you to reciprocate and give me your clients. I don't need it. I'd love it if you had the faith in me to do so, and we get a relationship that gets to that point. What I'd like to do is add some value, educational, informative information to you, such as Rick Carruth, who is a free real estate coach who makes over $1 million a year. Why is he doing this for free? Well, I also have a YouTube video, and I have a credit website that people go to that can get free information. Why do I do that? Honestly, I want to help. There's a lot of people in a distressed situation. I've been in the poorhouse, in the penthouse, back to the poorhouse. I wish I had guidance from somebody to show me the ropes in certain areas. Okay, so in this area, what I'm reaching out to right now, and if you're listening to the radio station, you might be in sales, you might not be in sales. This might not be the exact radio show that hits the button for you. But if you know a realtor, you know anybody in sales, it's a great show. So, you know, the second part of the show, we're going to go through the stuff that we had with Ricky Carruth. Again, he's a real estate coach. He's a realtor coach, and he coaches, I think he said 17 or 20,000 realtors, for free. And he'll give you, you know, he's got ebooks, he's got tutorials, he's got YouTube videos, he's got everything in the market. And that's what I liked about him. How I found him on the web through YouTube. I watch YouTube every night. Every night I watch YouTube to try to get educated in everything. How to create a better website, how to do social marketing, does Facebook ads work? If you're looking for a home, you know, what's that all about? Mortgage websites, I go to them to see, you know, that one was really nice. That one was really cool. It hit the button. That one was absolutely terrible. Do I have those traits of having a terrible website or information that's not relative to anything? So if you're a realtor out there and you're only closing one, two, three deals a month, why? If you're in sales, are you only selling a couple, you know, deals a month? Why? What are you doing wrong? Hopefully the videos that we do can help drive you into success. One of the reasons why I reached out to Ricky was the example that I used yesterday was, you know, every once in a while I'll run into a realtor and I'll talk with them and just ask them, you know, how's business going? How's this? How's that? And I truly am just asking. There's no alternative motive in this. Many times I run into that brick wall. And so that's why I asked Ricky, I said, you know, how do we get past, or what's the best way, or why are people not using, you know, a lot of the tools out there that we have access to? I recently did a talk to a bunch of mortgage people. And when I was sitting there, you know, they asked me to go through a lot of the social media and the radio and the advertising that I do. And how I've become, you know, I went to zero to diamond, like Ricky talked about, you know, over my lifespan. I'm kind of very similar to him. I got in the business young. I was in the business for a long time, made a lot of money. And then in 2006 to 2009, the world crashed. I lost all that money and more. And then I reevaluated myself and said, okay, what did I do wrong? What did I not? I didn't do a lot of things wrong. Unfortunately, it was just the situation at the time, but I did do things wrong that I hope I don't do now. And I'm trying not to do that. So what we're trying to do is put an educational piece together to help those not go through the same things that we did. For example, your parents told you things when you were a kid and you didn't listen. And then as you got older, 20, 30, 40, 50, and had kids of your own, you sit back and say, man, my parents were geniuses. If I would have just listened. So now, you know, you're telling your kids the same thing and you're frustrated because they're not listening. Trust me, when they get older, they'll figure it out. But let's go back to the sales training class that I did just not too long ago at a mortgage company. And I'm sitting there and everybody's asking me, you know, they're like, I'm closing 3-4 deals a month, but how can I get to 20-30 deals a month like you're doing? And I'm like, okay, well, let's start with the fundamentals. Where is your database of your prior or your clients, past and present, or past and present? I got it somewhere in a database. What's it doing for you? It's doing absolutely nothing for you. Get a CRM system. It's a customer or client retention manager. Basically, like Ricky was saying, set it up that your clients are getting at least a newsletter from you once a month just to keep in their faces. I don't know if I'm a proponent of every week. That would kind of get old. You might have a lot of unsubscribed people to it, but it depends on the content that you have in there. Okay. So the data's there. Is it being used? Maybe, maybe not. The content you're sending them, is it any good? Maybe, maybe not. How are you marketing yourself? Do you have a website? Do you know if you have a website? Do you know what your website does, functions, looks like, feels like? If you don't, you should. Do you have a Facebook business page? If you don't, you should. Do you have a LinkedIn account? Do you have a Instagram account? Do you have a YouTube channel? You know, you realize everything I just went through, almost everything, is 100% free. You can even find free CRMs. It's free. Are you using it? Don't rely on your company to make you money. They have your office, if you're in a mortgage company, you're a realtor, you're in any sales business, they probably have 50 of you. So they send out the same stuff to everybody. What sets you apart? What sets me apart? This, I do radio. I have YouTube. I have LinkedIn. I post every day on something. I have a YouTube video that goes out probably 3 times a week to 4 times a week. I have updates on the market that go out almost every day. I have posts on my Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn that post every day. So I plant a ton of seeds on a daily basis. The other piece of what Ricky was talking about is you have to have a lot of content or a lot of, I call it seeds. Plant a lot of seeds everywhere you can. So I was a little naive, I guess, when I asked Ricky, saying, you know, when I approached these realtors I was just being nice. They're local realtors in my area. I'd like for them to succeed. I know one from church. And I was like, you know what? I'd be more than happy to have you on a show of mine on the radio. I can help you, you know, post some of your stuff on YouTube. I can create a new, an individual website for every home you have. And they're like, my company does all that. So now I get it from Ricky. They probably have a person such as myself calling on them every day that has that motive of, well, I'll help you with this, but I want every client you have. I don't. Right now, I don't even know if I can handle it. I just want you to succeed. Believe me, I want you to succeed. Hopefully, I add value to what you have, that you use me as a reference. You use me as a, I would love to get your business down the road. I don't want it now. But call, ask, talk. I would be more than happy to. I vet a lot of realtors who do call because I don't want, and I'll be blunt, I don't want somebody who they're kind of part-time-ish maybe. When I'm talking to them, they're kind of wishy-washy. They don't know if, you know, I don't know if this is what I want to do. This, I don't want that. I don't want that. I work probably 15 hours a day, 20 hours a day, maybe some days. I don't sleep much. But when I say work, I'm on call. If I have somebody call me, I call them right back. If I have someone text me, I text them right back. Someone email me, I email them right back. It could be 11 o'clock. I'm answering texts a lot of times. I might be doing videos at 10 o'clock at night. Those are the things, and those are the traits I want to see in the person that I'm looking to help. So if you have that drive, you're confident in what you do, I highly suggest you stay tuned for the second segment of the show. Because, Ricky, we're going to go over some tactics and some techniques and some advice that Ricky's going to go over with us to help us succeed, to go from zero to diamond. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time to get there. But we're going to show you how to plant seeds to get to the next level. So, again, this is Dan Freo, the Mortgage Update. If you'd like to reach me, I have an 800 number now that I'm excited about. It's 844-775-LOAN. And how you spell out the loan thing is 5626, because I hate trying to figure it out on my cell phone what numbers those are. Or email me. I'll respond to your email. I promise you. It's dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, please give me a thumbs up or subscribe down below. Those are listening to me on the radio. You probably think I'm crazy, but all of my shows do go on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and probably 20 other podcasting systems. And I probably get over 100 downloads a day. So stay tuned. We have Ricky Cruz off the show recording that we did from yesterday. God bless. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. And I, of course, am Dan Freo. On yesterday's show, we had a real estate coach named Rick Caruth. The show was awesome. And I found the guy on YouTube and never thought in my wildest dreams he would reply, because he has like 20,000 realtors that follow him that he coaches for free. And so the show went a little over yesterday.
A little bit.
About 15 minutes or so over. So what we did is George, the producer. Hey, George.
Hello.
We spliced that down and we're going to make a second segment of that show. So there was a lot of content on air that I wanted you to hear that I didn't want lost, because a lot of the things, and the reason why I found Ricky is he's old school, but new school. What I mean is he works very hard, but he works very smart. And he does the basics. And a lot of us, many times, we'll write down, what are the basics? I should call, and I should do this, and I should do that. Like in the morning, you get up, you brush your teeth, you brush your hair. You know, it gets into a routine, but there might be something there that we're missing. So we're able to capture some of the information or some of the data from yesterday. And I didn't want to purge that data. I really thought it was valid content that I wanted you to hear. So stay tuned, because we're going to come up with the information that we weren't able to fit on yesterday's show. It's going to be coming up here next. I have a lot of realtors, even in the mortgage business. I guess it's a sales question.
Right.
Where do you start, and
that's why I wanted to kind of talk about the Facebook and Zillow for a second, because so many agents are spending so much money on leads, and they're horrible leads, and you don't have to spend the money. See, here's the thing. Property owners in your area is an unlimited resource. You cannot call, you cannot talk to, you cannot door knock every single property owner in your area ever.
Right.
It's unlimited. Okay. So now you have more work than you can ever do in your life, even if you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever. You never even scratch the surface. I don't even care if you're in a small town. You still can't call them all. And if you did call them all, say you're in a really small town, there's 5,000 people, you can call 5,000 people in a couple months with a dialer nowadays. Let's say you do get through that list somehow, some way. Well, number one, you're going to be so busy doing deals that you won't really have time to make calls anymore. But let's say you do have time to make calls. Well, it's time to call that list over again, because the fact is that, number one, people forget you called probably 45 minutes after you called.
Yeah.
And they probably also, within that same 45 minutes, changed their mind on what they wanted to do. On top of the fact that if you get through the entire list, say you're in a regular city like mine, like I have, 40,000 condos on the beach and another, say 20,000 houses, I'd never get through that list ever. I'll never get through it. But even if I did, it took me like 2 years, 3 years, if I did nothing but call, I wouldn't have time to show property, wouldn't have time to go to listing appointments or lunch or nothing. I just call, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a couple years. Maybe I can get through it. I would have to start over and call that whole list again, because what I just said, people change their minds within a second. They forgot you called 5 minutes after, and those properties have now changed hands. Probably 20-30% of those properties have changed hands. It's an entirely different market.
Right.
So I don't care how deep you think the rabbit hole is, it doesn't have a bottom. Okay. So Facebook and Zillow are selling you these leads for so expensive, when you could get property owners' phone numbers for 2 cents a piece, cell phone numbers, and just go to town calling. See, the problem is people don't want to make calls. And what's happening is that they're spending a lot of money and time. They're spending the money on the leads and then waiting on the leads to come in. And then what do they have to do when they get the leads? They got to call them. So now we're right back to calling people we don't know.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're putting off the inevitable. We're putting time and money in between what we inevitably have to do anyway. And when we do make that call, after we spend all that time and money to get it, it's the lowest quality lead possible. Unless it happens to be a property owner and you hit it off, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying, why not skip all that time and expensive money that we're spending to get these leads and just start calling people right now that already own the property we want to sell? We can pick our price point. Want to sell 300 to 500? We call property owners on 300 to 500.
Yeah.
600 to 1 million. We call property owners who own 600 to 1 million. So that's the general philosophy. What would I do if I was brand new today? I would do something that I don't do now, because I'm not brand new and I'm not desperate. I'm not trying to get my first deal done. But if I was trying to get my first deal done, the first thing I would do is call my sphere of influence And I've got a script on YouTube. If you just search Ricky Cruz, Sphere of Influence, there's a video where it's a really non-salesy script, really good script where you don't have to feel awkward. They're not going to be looking at you weird at Thanksgiving. You know, they're not going to think you're trying to sell them something. You're just generally there to try to help them and see if they have an agent they would work with. Tell them you want to work with them when the day comes, what's their email, and get them into your little email thing. I would go through that list. Maybe you get a deal, maybe you don't. Next thing is I'm going to tackle for sale by owners. I'm going to help for sale by owners for free. I want to try to help them sell their property for nothing, because here's what happens in the different scenarios. If you try to help them sell it, not list it, but just give them advice on how to sell it. Hey, you can put it on MLS yourself. You can get it on Zillow. Let's get professional pictures. Let's look at the remarks. Let's get them good. Let's see if the price is where it needs to be. Let me do everything I can do. Let me hold an open house for you. Let me do everything I can do to help you get this sold for zero commission. Where are you moving to? Let me go ahead and start trying to help you find your next house, right? And so what happens is if they sell it, you help them for free. Now you represent them on the next house. They love you forever. They refer all their friends and family to you, and you're winning. If they don't sell it themselves and they throw in the towel after 3 weeks, they're tired of showing the property to people who aren't going to buy it. They're like, all right, I'm ready to list it. Who are they going to list it with? They're going to list it with you.
Yep. Dude, that's why I reached out to you. You're old school, but you are the success story. And when I was watching you, it's like I cold call, I do this, everything that you were going through, because I've done this for 30 years, but I don't know everything. And that's why I was just asking you different questions on my own. So if you're a newbie out there, even in the middle of the road, Ricky can help. I mean, hey, I'm going to use you. I'm going to reach out to you and just have you give me pointers. I might even be able to help you maybe with giving you ideas on mortgage stuff or whatever. If we can kind of counter back and forth, I don't want anything out of it. Like I said, this YouTube, it's free. I have hundreds of them. People call me I created a website for credit. People call me every day asking me to do this, that, and they're like, well, what do you charge? I don't charge anything. But if you need a mortgage down the road, let me know. If you have a family or friends that could plant the seeds. So Ricky, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're short on time. So please give your information out again. And what I'll do this will be all over the web. It'll be on YouTube and Spotify and iTunes and all that. I'll make sure to put in the comment sections all of Ricky's information on how to get a hold of him. But again, one last time, Ricky, thank you so much. Give them your information so they can reach out and they can find you for sure. And his last name is Carruth.
Carruth. The best way to get me, if you really want to communicate with me, is Instagram. I answer all my DMs. So that's direct messages on Instagram at Ricky Carruth. But definitely I've got close to 600 videos on YouTube now. Just search Ricky Carruth there and then the website 02diamond.com. Over 20,000 agents are in the program, and I've got thousands of screenshots of agents who are thanking me because they just got new listings. Sweet. Or maybe they were about to quit the business 3 months ago, but now they've done the 90-day action plan. I have a 90-day action plan. So you guys dive into that and just reach out to me and let me know how I can help you.
And he does answer. That's how I got a hold of you. I left a comment in YouTube not thinking, you would ever reply. I'm just being honest. And you replied like within 24 hours. And I'm like, and watching your videos, like I said, kudos to you, brother. You have the same mentality and the same work ethic. And like you said, I work when people say, are you there after six? Dude, I'm on call. I look like I'm I compare myself to a doctor that's on call all the time. I love doing what I do. And to me, it's not work. I love doing what I do, and I make money at it. So God bless you, brother. I thank you so much for reaching out, responding to me on YouTube. I'd love to have you on. Wouldn't even mind having you in the future just to, you can let me know. Hopefully you got some responses from this show. And you can let me know, with some of the calls that you got and some of the people that you were able to help. And that's what we couldn't fit into yesterday's show. So I hope you found a lot of value in that. And again, this is Dan Freo, The Mortgage Update. If you'd like to reach me, call 844-775-LOAN or shoot me an email at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. That's all I got for now. I want to thank you for tuning in, and God bless. We will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.